This is a Gathering History Project podcast recorded in the Louth County Museum in Dundalk, Ireland. I'm delighted to welcome to the Gathering History Project 2013, John McCourt. Now, John, you would be, and I know that you won't mind me saying this, but you'd be famous because you're a brother of Nicky McCourt and Jim McCourt. We'd say Anne as well, but Anne wouldn't be as well known as them. But you're one of the McCourts from Quay Street. Correct. Is it Quay Street you were born.
In fact, I'm the only one of the family that was born in Quay Street, so I'm the only one who could claim to be the true K-man of the family.
And where were the others born?
Durdles Hill.
I didn't know that. Yes. Oh, wait till the next time we get them boys.
No. And then it was shortly after Nicky was born in 44, or was it 43, way back then. But then after that, sometime after that, they moved into the house in Quay Street. And then I was born there in that year.
A real Dundalk part of the town, though.
Oh, yes. Salt of the earth down there, you know.
And you can say that with your hand in your heart, because they are, aren't they? They're great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like there as a kid, there was a great community spirit there, I found. As well as that, like, you were in and out of to people's houses. There was a great sort of sense of community, as I say, neighbourliness. Nobody locked their doors. Security wasn't an issue. Everybody knew where people had their front door key. It was either in the letterbox or under the front doormat. And we, especially this good weather now is reminding me, because when you think back on your early, your school days and that, all summer seemed to be sunny. We never had a bad summer, from what I can remember. But of course, we always forget the rainy days. And we were out till 10, half 10 at night, playing away. The summer wasn't long enough for all the games we had to play, you know.
But do you look fondly back on your childhood?
I do, yes. I think I had a happy childhood. Like, we didn't have much, and I'm not saying we as a family, but everybody around us, we were all in the same boat. There was nobody, you know, super duper rich or anything like that. We were all in the one. And when the trucks would come around from the coal yard going up Mill Street and the loose coal would fall off, we were all out with our buckets and shovels gathering up the coal. And it wasn't, you know, nobody wasn't, there was very few, if any, were beyond that or above that, you know. But yeah, I would say we're happy, and good friendships built up, you know, over the years there too. And school is tough, I suppose, in comparison to with today, but you got on with it.
What school would you have gone to? Where did you start?
Well, I started off in the old Rate Lamara before. I missed going in 1954 when they moved to the new building then. I missed going into that. We were up, I think it was the Scouts Hall.
At the top of Mill Street.
Yeah. So I was there for first 3 years, up to First Communion, and then transferred up to second class then in CBS, and then on to the 2 years in CBS secondary.
What's your memories of school though, John? You had a great childhood, like playing outside and everything. Yeah. Was school a good time for you?
Well, it was. I mean, I like school, but I was always afraid that I'd get things wrong, because teachers in those days got very annoyed at you if you got things wrong, you know. And, you know, I did see fellas getting, you know, slaps and all the rest. But in those days, we never complained, and you never ran home to your parents to say, oh, I got slapped, because we'd probably be told, as we were, you probably deserved it and you shouldn't be annoying the teacher. You know, and I know myself now, from being a teacher, I thought after I finished college, I was teaching in the Abbey in Newry for 5 years before I went to Zambia. And like, I used to say to myself, these young fellas, you know, in the primary school, I said, they have a great time, you know, because you wouldn't, there's no way you'd be using corporal punishment or you'd be punishing fellas for getting things wrong. You're there trying to help the kid progress. But, you know, but I would say, yeah, I'd say it was the sign of the times. I mean, we got a wallop from now and then from my mother and so on, you know, but that was common to everybody. It wasn't that we were particularly deprived or punished or
anything. Yeah. But John, when you look back though at the teachers, and we all say, you know, it was a sign of the times, but it was a very wrong sign of the times, wasn't it?
I would agree with you. And you see, that was a throwback then. I would learn later, like, that teachers, there was a time when teachers were paid according to results. So you got your grant and the school got grants according to results. So it was, you know, getting fellas through exams, that was the big thing. And there wasn't, I mean, it wasn't education as such, I suppose. It was an exam factory, and results were everything, you know, irrespective of people's ability or whatever, you know. So it was a cruel time. And I suppose it was hard on teachers too, that they had to try and get fellas through exams, even though, like, in a mixed bag of a class, I'm sure there'd be very brilliant fellas down to the fellas who could hardly speak. You know, so it was difficult for them too. I mean, as a teacher myself, I would have sympathy for them, but I wouldn't condone. I mean, I saw things done and witnessed things that, you know, I knew in my heart as a kid even, like, that's wrong. But we didn't talk about it. You know, like, I saw a fella getting, you know, it was after, you remember the time when the priest used to come in to examine the catechism once a year, and at the end, when he went out, the teacher, he was a layman, now I won't mention his name, a good Dundalk man, he lined up those fellas whom he thought failed, gave a wrong answer. And he came round to one fella and just banged his head off the wall. So the poor fella was in tears, you know. Now, you know, as a kid, that hurt me to see that. And we were talking about it afterwards, and she's saying to the fella, "Oh, you should tell your mother, you tell your father." But we were afraid to do that, you know. And that's, I suppose, that was part of the thing, that we wouldn't be as open or, I suppose, as outgoing as kids are today. I mean, because we don't have the same exposure to things that kids have today.
And John, after you left school, what did you do for pastime? Did you do what most of the courts did? They were always very interested in football, of course.
Football was a big thing. Oh, yeah. Every Sunday, Nicky and I were up in Oriel Park.
Why did you go for soccer more than Gaelic?
I don't know. Well, there was a lot of soccer. I mean, the key area would be a big soccer area as well. And then Dundalk was more soccer than Gaelic. I mean, we played Gaelic. Well, we had to play it at school on the days of, for sport days. And we were brought up to the Gaels Field or down to Helena Park. And we played Gaelic there. But that was it.
And were you a good sports person?
The older I get, the better I was, Harry. I'd say, Harry, the best I could say about myself, I was enthusiastic. But it used to be awful. We'd be in the butter crane, and they'd be lining fellas up, you know, and the two best fellas had the pick of the team. And very often I was last or second for last. And then the indignity then, you were told, "You do goals, young McCourt."
that's the worst thing in there.
But I got my own bag one time. Somebody bought me a ball for my birthday, so I was the king of the castle. I got the pick, and I was allowed to take the first penalty.
Captain and all.
No armband in those days, you know. But I was, you know, that was big, you know, that was big.
And as regards, John, did you go to discos or wherever it was at your time?
See, but I had done second year. I was first year and second year in CBS, Colossal Reese, as it is now. And then I went to the junior aid or the minor seminary in Dublin.
Oh, you went straight from... Yes, what age was that?
I was 15 at that age.
Was that too young, John, when you look back?
It was, in one... Looking back now, it was, Harry. But as I was saying to somebody the other day, look at all the young fellows who went to factories, started working at 14 and 15. That it wasn't in... Back in 50 years ago, it wasn't looked as extraordinary, you know? And like when I went,
but John, did you want to go there? Did you go home and say,
came round as he was what they call the vocation promoter or the postulator, and he came round and spoke to us about the life of the brothers, and he came in first year and spoke to us, and I was interested, and I put my name down to say I was interested, and I met him on a 1-to-1, and then I went home and told my parents, and they said, "Well, now you're too young, just leave it like that," and that was it. And then the next year came round, and then I said, "Yeah, I really think I want to." Now, what helped me was, or what made me want, we had our next door neighbour in Green Oar Saloon, Brother Joe Hamill, and any time he visited in Dundalk, he'd always pop in to see, and he was a very jolly man, a very, very brilliant man, as I discovered later, living with him, you know. And then the young brothers at the time, they were, you know, full of enthusiasm, full of life, and really had a great interest in us as kids. And I said, "God, I'd like to be, you know, they seem so happy. I'd like to be like with one of them." And that, I suppose, was, you know, sowing the seed of a vocation. I said, "Yeah, I'd try it." And then when I said, and my parents said, "Okay, you go," there were actually three other lads from Dundalk joined the brothers the year before me. There was Pascal Walsh from from Castle Road, Colin Gaffney, Gard Gaffney's son, and Brian McQuaid. They would have been from Alphonse's Villas. And so there was four Dundalk fellas there at the time. And see, the junior eight, it was really, you know, it was really like a boarding school.
And where was that in?
In Baldoyle, County Dublin, you know, near Sutton. And like there were 90 of us there from all over the country. And like it was good life, and we worked hard and we
boarding, of course.
Boarding, yeah. And then we